And we're bringing Girl Talk to Nigeria, which is the reason why I'm here.
I was about to ask you, tell us a bit more about Girl Talk.
Girl Talk is basically, it's more of a world where it's mostly female involved. The part that I am involved in is the entertainment part, because there are other segments talking about charity and education. They have the birthday hangouts, and they have so much that they do. But mostly it's concentrating on supporting women in the industry and all around, and how we can help each other to bring out the best in us as African women.
Okay.
So basically,
so it's a movement for African women.
Yes, okay. Very much so.
And who started that?
The first person to start that was an artist in my country called Becca.
Yes,
she was. She did it for a couple of years, and then she handed over to me. And it's been such a roller coaster, going from one place to another, spreading the message. And, you know, it's such a mantle to carry. And even though it's quite large, we've been able to handle it for the past 3 years. And it's my last year, so it's my bow out season. So I'm really excited about it, but also quite sad to leave. But I'm also assured that whoever's going to take the mantle from me is going to do an amazing job and keep it going.
So during your, well, it's 3 years, it's about to be four.
Mm-hmm.
So in that time, what have been the highlights?
A lot of sold out shows. What it is every December we have one show. No men allowed.
Oh, wow.
Women. Yes. Only women are invited to the show. It's really, we don't talk about what happens at the show because, you know, you got to be there to see it, which is, it really annoys the men though.
But it's like, do you have like naughty things happening at the show?
No, or is it okay? Barely.
Because of what you said, nobody knows or you can't talk about it.
Half of the time we're giving away a little secrets that, you know, women share personally. We have established women that we admire, come give us advice. We have surprise appearances. There's performance from upcoming young women who we love to support. So, you know, it's really a vibe of ladies just, you know, doing ladies stuff without the men.
Okay. Yeah. And when and where is this show taking place?
We're having it on the 27th of December in Accra at the National Theatre. It's gonna be an amazing night.
Okay.
Last year was the 5th year celebration for Girl Talk, so it was quite epic. Our theme for that last year was Show Me Your V, which was 5 in Roman numerals, but took a while for people to
to
understand. We had a whole campaign
it.
That was behind it. I don't really I can't talk about the campaign for this year because it's a surprise, so everybody should look forward to it. But I'm really excited that it's finally live in Nigeria, because personally for me there are a lot of women that I admire here that I would love to celebrate. So I can't wait for what we're about to do here.
I'm just gonna sit back and wait for my invitation.
Girl,
I was waiting for you to say, oh, but please, I'd love for you to come, but you didn't
please,
say it. But
I would always love for
it's,
you
I'm
to
not
come.
Coming it's
I would always love for you to come. It's just because, you know, I have a surprise for you that if I talked about it, like, then it's like it would lead to so I can't, you see.
Is it
I don't know,
is it like a not, is it like a bag? Is it a shoes? No, okay.
We know what you like, girl. We know what you like.
All right, yay! Okay, so my surprise is somewhere. And let's talk about the industry. So in the Nigerian, you know, entertainment industry, this is something that I talk about a lot. It is trickier for women in this industry. It is, I wouldn't say it's easy for the men. It's just a bit more difficult for women. Mm-hmm. And I'm really all about doing my best to push, you know, our female artists, mm-hmm. because I just really feel like we need to see more female artists, like in lineups of the shows. A few years ago, sometimes you'd get to December and all the shows would just have like male artists.
Dominated.
Gradually it's changed, but there is still a very, very, it's still very
the margin
skewed.
It's not the same.
So is that the same thing in Ghana?
Yeah, definitely. I think also because there are a lot more men involved, than the women. So I think that we should use the women who have gotten to the place where they're powerful enough to push the others who are down there, so that at least we are all on the same level. Because honestly, there are more women in the world than men. So if we want to take over, we can. I think most of it is up to us to support each other, and also not really share your secrets, but help. If you can. Because sometimes you don't know what to do right, because you just don't know. But if you knew, which coming from another woman who's already been to that place where you are now, it always helps. That's why we have adults to learn from. So I think one thing that will help is that the older and more established artists
and more experienced
should also help the younger ones that are coming up, show them where they got it wrong and they fixed it, so that they don't have to make the same mistakes. And also support from the men will be awesome. I'm sure, depending on relationships, and you know, it's quite political sometimes, but depending on the relationship, I'm sure we can all come to an understanding where we can fuse the vibe. Because I mean, who man without a woman? Honestly.
There you go. There you go. Good message. So you have been, I mean, you are Ghanaian, of course, but you're here quite often.
Yes.
Yeah, you're here quite often. You've worked with a lot of Nigerian artists. Mm-hmm. You do have a good idea of how the Nigerian entertainment / music industry works. So what would you say are the differences between the Ghanaian entertainment industry and the Nigerian entertainment industry?
Definitely the numbers. Honestly, you guys are so, there's so many of you, like even in Lagos. Like when I come for shows here and I see the crowd, like we got crowds in Accra, which is our capital. But you know, like Lagos is bigger than my whole country. Like, it's crazy. The numbers do not match at all. And I think that's the one advantage you definitely have when it comes to, you know, the numbers. And then because of that, you make more sales, which gives more money, which gives more, you know, it's the balance is not really the same. But what helps us is that we're very, very talented. We are. We are very, very talented as Ghanaian musicians. And we have something that when you bring the Nigerian sound and mix it with the Ghanaian sound, it makes absolutely, like, magical stuff. So knowing that, I think we know what we could get from each other. And I think we're doing it because I've had the opportunity to work with some amazing Nigerian musicians. And it's been magical always.
All right. So I'm going to play a song from you, and we're going to be talking about the Ghana sound. We're going to be talking more about that in a little bit. But you need to teach me the pronunciation of this again, and you need to tell me exactly what it means. So it's Boy
Bibeji.
Boy Bibeji.
Yes. Boy Bibeji means that another man will collect it. Basically, it's an advice to both boys, men and women, about how you take care of the people that you love. If you don't take care of them,
somebody else will.
Gonna do it. Treat them better, and then they're gonna open eyes and be like, "Bruh, where have you been all my life?" You know.
Interesting.
Basically, is one of those things. So I tell a story.
And which language is this?
This is Tree. This is my language. Yes.
Okay. All right. I need to learn that. Okay. This is Boy Bibeji.
Yes.
Okay, bye Effia. Check it out, have a good listen, and we'll be back after this. That was a Boy Bibeji by Effia, and it basically means if you don't do right, somebody will come and collect it.
Yes.
So if you're in a relationship, or is it just about relationships or like friendships?
I mean, in life.
In life, in business.
You know, if you don't do what you gotta do.
If you don't treat the people around you right,
you might as well.
The people that love you, they will find that somebody else will treat them right. Sure. Interesting. All right, so this song is a part of which project?
This is my last album that I released. It's been a year and a half now. So I'm working on releasing that was on Genesis, which is what was my first album, even though I had put out mixtapes before, but it was my official first album. So I'm working on an EP to put out probably for the first half of the year that's coming. And probably drop some singles before the end of the year, definitely. Yeah, I've been shooting videos, so probably I'm gonna drop one, depending on which one, because the kind of videos we've been shooting recently has been quite controversial, because You know, stepping out of two boxes is not easy if you're trying to, like, explain to people what is in your mind's mind. But I am sure that if, as long as we don't stop doing what we have been doing, the people will understand. So hopefully if you see my next video and it's a little weird, just accept that is a kind of art that I'm trying to approach.
Okay. All right. We're going to be talking about this whole Ghana Sound. I'm sure you've heard the controversy. There was basically Mr. Easy was talking about, you know, the Ghana Sound and how he kind of was the one that, you know, started the whole trend in Nigeria. And it started, it kicked up this whole Nigeria versus Ghana thing again. So I don't know. Do you... I love, the first time I went to Ghana, I was just like, oh my goodness, beautiful place, beautiful people. They were really, really nice to me. So there's that beef. Do you guys feel the same way?
No.
So
I think it's really like, it's just word of mouth, it's controversy, which sometimes encourages popularity, you know? Like, you know, it's like gist is gist. Depending on whether it's good gist or it's bad gist, people still talk about it. But I believe that the sounds have always been mixed. There's one thing I learned from this whole controversy. I found music that was made by Fela and like Ghanaian band music like in 1976.
Interesting. So Fela with a Ghanaian band.
Yeah, so that stuff has been done. It's, you know, it's just different waves at different times.
So you guys are over this whole Nigeria versus Ghana thing.
I mean, we love Mr. Easy, you know. And I don't think there's any complication to it. I think it's really just exciting, you know, what is banter, honestly.
Okay. So banter that you guys are like, oh, we're over it, done with. Okay, you are still signed to WizKid's record label, right?
We are affiliated with my record company, which is One Nation.
Yes. All right, so it's sort of the same relationship with Mr. Easy. So you're not officially signed to his label. So it's an affiliation.
With him as the same with RTBs and everybody. Okay. Because we all love working together, we might as well, you know, do something that will help everybody, you know, to push their own music in their own way.
So what is this affiliation, what does it do for you?
I mean,
what do you get out of it?
I get to work with all of them. You know, when I went to, it puts you on their list of considerations of anything. Like if any of them wanted anybody to do vocals for them, I mean, it would rather be me, you know, if they wanted. And then maybe sometimes they say I should do it. And I was like, no, maybe we should use this person because I also like to encourage other people being involved in the work. You know, I think basically for us is the combination of all the different talents that can come together under one roof to make, I think for us it's really about the music. It's not really about the connections and stuff because we love making music together. When Wiz and I vibe in the studio, it's quite the experience. Same thing I have with Mr. Easy and RTB. So for us it's mostly about the music and what kind of music we can make to like blow the world away and expand to the level that we want to get to, because I think African music is taking over the world.
Oh, it definitely is.
We are definitely going to be the ones to, you know, take it. It's us.
Yeah. So do you guys have plans to release a collaborative project?
Hopefully sometime next year we will.
So you've already started working on that?
Everybody's been working a lot. We've been to LA in between that time. We've traveled a lot, you know. Whenever we meet anywhere, we work. So we're working as we're going. But I've been working on my EP. Sounds from the Other Side is out. I think R2B's is about to put out something too. And Mr. Easy still has his mixtape out, which he's touring on. So, you know, with the reflection of everything that's happened this whole year, I think the work has definitely been put in, I would say.
Okay, so of course you know, you work with, you know, WizKid, Mr. Easy. Which other Nigerian artists do you enjoy working with?
I'm definitely looking forward to going into the studio with Adekunle Gold.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. Effie and Adekunle Gold. Yeah. Oh, that should be very interesting, actually.
Yes. He's somebody that I really want to work with because I love his style of music. And I think that he could even, like, expand my mind to a place that I think I want to go to, but I need a push.
Can you speak Yoruba? He might get you to do that.
No, I can't.
You're about to say Yoruba something. You're about to say something.
Washere.
Oh, Washere. Okay, that's good.
Bele. Eshe. Mabino. Mabafa 14.
Say that again.
Mabafa 14. No, I want to slap you. What's that?
My 40.
Okay, yeah, that one. I learned that from Jennifer.
Do you know what? Do you know what? With those phrases, you can actually get by.
A little bit.
You can get
right?
by like, a little good morning, bit. Good the only thing you need to cover is food as well. Mofeje.
Mofeje. Mofeje.
Mofeje. Yeah.
And I know. What's wife?
Yawo.
Yawo mi atata. I know that.
How many guys have been telling you that? How many of the guys have been telling you
a
that?
A couple of guys have told me that. I think that's what I was like, oh, this is something to do. Okay, yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
beware of those guys.
No, right?
Beware of those guys.
Don't be telling me, yeah, for no reason, please.
All right, so actually, you can get by. You're way better than me. way better than me. I actually need to, I haven't been to Ghana in a while.
Oh,
so I would actually love to go back and everything I was taught, gone.
Ah.
So I need to, you know, go back and, yeah, learn a few more words. All right, I've got another track coming up from your album. This album is
my first album.
It's your first album?
Yeah,
are you sure?
It's just because the reason why is because I put out a mixtape that was what was called This Is Not the Album.
So very, very, very straight to the point. I actually I was thinking this is a second.
Yeah,
okay.
So everybody thinks this is the second, but this is the first. So we put, because the thing is, as I started the music, I did a lot of stuff which blew up. And I didn't want them scattered.
Yeah.
So I put them all on a mixtape and called it This Is Not the Album. And then I put out the album, which was Genesis. And then after that, we put out some singles. Then we had Until the Dawn, which is our recent single that we're promoting now. And yeah, I dropped a song earlier in the year called Love that I shot a video for in the States that is ready now. So I'm probably about to drop that one soon.
Yeah, you talked about different things that you did that, you know, blew up. Of course, you're, you know, very well known in Ghana. And I remember when I first, like, you know, discovered your music a few years ago, there were a few things that you dropped that I was like, okay. And then you did this amazing Obiano Ju cover.
Yeah.
And I'm borderline obsessed with Duncan Mighty.
Okay.
Like I was, yeah, it was just, it was a bit much at one point. And then I heard your, I heard your cover. Then I saw you perform it live at Jazz Hall.
Yeah,
do you remember
that
day?
Video you put out on
YouTube. I was like, oh my God, amazing, amazing. So I'll try and get that on for people that didn't hear that cover. I'll try and get that on. But right now we've got Decepticon, and this is from your album Genesis, of course. So tell us a little bit about this one.
Decepticon is about the man that is not, you know, the man that is not the man that you want, the man that is not the one that you deserve.
The 419 guy.
Yeah, you know, that other guy that is not the one that you're supposed to be with, but you're with.
So is this from experience?
So he's like a Decepticon. No, this is a song I wrote about this really big guy I met in uni. I had never seen a guy like him before. He was big. He was like 6'7". And he was like, huge.
And you're like, you're quite, how tall are you?
Oh, I'm very small. I'm like,
yeah, so that must be, like, you must be like a, like
so
a,
it was like,
a giant.
In between that time, I was a big fan of the whole Transformers franchise. And you know, the Decepticons were the bad guys. So I did a song attributing to him, but as a Decepticon, saying that he's not a Decepticon. But the song is called Decepticon because, you know, why not?
Wait. So, is this a song about a guy that's
that
pretending?
Is not a Decepticon.
That is not.
Yes.
So he's a good guy.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
There's a flip.
Okay. That's a flip. I had to understand that. Okay. So this is Decepticon by Effia. Check it out. Let us know your thoughts, and rate it out of 10.
Nana, be strong. Nana, see, call.
from her debut album Genesis. That was Effia with Decepticon. So it's not what you think. It's about a guy that is not a Decepticon, so he's not a villain.
He's the good guy.
Yeah. Good. All right. So in just a few minutes, we have got another episode of the Pepsi No Shaking Carry Goat to Dubai program. So that means, unfortunately, we need to wrap things
what
up very quickly.
I win that? Like, I've been.
You cannot win it because aren't you performing in the show? You can't win it.
I win it and I give it to somebody else and the person will know.
I don't know about that, man. They'll come for me. they will come for me.
It's going to be in Dubai next
week. I think so. I think so. It's
going
to be. I don't know. I don't know. It's actually next Thursday. Next Thursday. So it should be a lot of fun. I've been to a few and it's always crazy. It's always quite crazy.
One Africa has come a long way. Congratulations to you guys.
So do you still get a bit scared when you get on stage? Do you still have butterflies in your tummy?
I would say excited but nervous, you know, always, especially when it's a new crowd, you know, and you somewhere in a country probably always that you haven't performed in before. But then I always realize that the reason why I'm there is because they want me. So I just put up my best and make the best that I can make out of it. And then it always makes you feel good. Once you start and then you hear that they're with you.
Yeah.
Just sing.
I still get, when I go on stage, I still get very, nervous. Because a lot of people don't believe this. I'm actually very shy. So when I'm at that position, at that point where I have, a lot of eyes on me, I'm like, oh my gosh. So what has been your worst ever experience on stage? Wow. Did you have, a wardrobe malfunction?
There's one time at the Ghana Music Awards where I was wearing a dress with a pin in my leg. Because I wore it this way and it was left in there. So it was, you know, as I wore it, it just entered my leg and then the dress is on. So meaning if I had to take the pin out, I got to take the dress off.
So you performed with a pin in your leg? In my thigh. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Work ethic that was, or what?
It was such a pretty dress and I was like, all right, I'm going to just. The thing is, I didn't realize the pin was in my leg. So
oh my gosh.
I go back out and I'm trying to take it over like.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, wait.
That's gangster.
Bruh,
That's gangster.
Yeah, I think that was. But the thing is, we had such an amazing performance. So I think the adrenaline did not let me feel what any kind of.
So were you like, you were bleeding on the floor? You didn't even.
That's the thing. I wasn't, you know? Because I was thinking maybe I would, but I didn't.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about your influences, your inspiration. Your mom is in showbiz.
Yes.
I imagine she inspires you a lot.
Yeah, she's somebody that I definitely look up to. Also, most of the people that are making music now, there's so many people that I'm into, most of them young, some of them Odunsini, Nonsu. There's a new wave coming up with musicians in Ghana. You know, there's Lemem, there's Sinisto, there's Del Maya. They're singing Adrama, everybody. And I think it's beautiful that we come together and just, if we make the music that we want to make, nobody can stop us, honestly, truly. So I believe that it's getting there. So we're breaking as many boundaries as we can, but all I want everybody to know is that we can break more if we work together.
If we work together.
Which is what we're preaching. So as long as we keep going and as long as we don't stop, until the dawn.
Okay. All right. So, in your opinion, who do we need to watch out for in Ghana? So you talked about new artists.
Yes.
So who are you listening to in Ghana?
Me, of course.
But you're not you're not a new artist. So the up and coming.
Keep checking up on me. I still love you and you still love me. But definitely, if you want some new music to listen to in Ghana, you check out Lemem. I'm going to make a list on my Twitter and then CC them to you also. So you can check out they have music on SoundCloud. There's Sinaso, amazing voice. There's Adoma, who does the jazz mixed with the Afro. There's also Reynolds. There's an amazing new album that just came out from Robin Hughes, who's all over my timeline. He has such an amazing concept when it comes to music. Then on the rap side, there's Darko Vibes. There's North, who's making music. There's, oh my God, this is amazing. There's a lot of musicians. There's Rhea Boss, who does this kind of psychedelic, soulful, very, very soulful, mixed with a little bit of shallow R&B, but still comes as a mixture of maybe Janet Jackson meets Erykah Badu with a sprinkle of Sia. you know?
Yeah.
Yes. So I love the combination of the voices that are coming together. One thing I think you would very much like is this, there's a mixtape called Black Girls Glow that I will CC to you too.
Send it to me. Send it to me. I actually really like the fact that you're very, very... Because sometimes you come across people that they're passionate just about their music.
Oh,
but the fact that you're passionate about, you know, other people's music, that's actually
it
a very good thing.
Because I learn from it as they learn from me. And it keeps going. I mean, as a person, I believe in learning. If I see you that you can do something that I can do, I will ask you, how you do that? I'm never shy. I feel like it's an experience for me to also learn, you know. I can't just know the things that I already know. If I'm not learning, I'm not growing. And I believe in growth. And I think it's a very important part of not just every musician's life, but normally as you grow as a person. So okay. I'm very grateful for the new music. Thank you, guys. Don't stop. Keep it coming.
It actually sounds like it inspires you. Like
yes,
these new artists and new music inspires you, which is really good.
Yeah.
I have so many more questions, but we have run out of time. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I do hope that I'm able to make it to Ghana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That sounds like
it'll
be.
If not, I'll be back next week. I think that 3 months is next week.
Yes. Yeah, but it'll be nice to catch up and to see what's happening in Ghana. Right, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
It's always interesting having you here. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Really, really looking forward to this collaborative project.
Yes.
And best of luck with Girl Talk.
Yeah.
Is it Girls Talk or Girl Talk?
It's Girl Talk.
Girl Talk. Yeah. Okay, best of luck with that. Best of luck with the event happening in December. Mm-hmm. So I have got this song. I spoke about it just a few minutes ago. And this is when I was just like, I was in awe. When I first heard this song, I was just like, oh my God. So it takes a lot. So imagine having a song that you really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
Like really, really like. And then somebody doing a cover that you really, really, really like as well. It's very rare. It's very, very rare.
Yeah.
A lot of times when they're big songs, people do covers and then they kind of ruin it.
Yeah.
But you added a very, very nice twist to this
song. You know, I haven't been able to really do a cover that I like as much as this one.
I think that's okay. That's okay.
That's cool.
It's okay.
Because sometimes I think about doing covers for songs and I'm like, if it's not going to sound like Falu, we shouldn't do it.
It's you know what? I agree. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do a cover, if you're not going to add something extra to it, sometimes it's okay to just be like, you know what? Nah, let me just leave it. So this is Effia's cover of Duncan Mighty's Obianuju. And it came out a good few years ago, didn't it?
Yes,
yeah, it came out a good few years ago. Mm-hmm. But I think, in my opinion, this is like a classic. Yeah. Thank you so much once again for stopping by.
Thank you, BFM, for always having our back. We see you all the way from Ghana when you play our music. God bless you. To infinity and beyond.
All right. Okay, this is Falu by Effia. Straight after that, we have got more information for you about the Pepsi No Shaking Carry Goat to Dubai competition. This is Falu. Check it out.